It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The word unique is far from unique and having its meaning get weaker over time.
That's what they say. Ann Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
You know, we have a dedicated following of our Sunday morning discussions, and they're sending suggestions like this one, the word unique. I've always thought it meant one of a kind. It's something can't be more unique than something else. You're going to disappoint me, though, aren't you, Ann?
I'm going to tell you that it's changing. You're absolutely right that for most of its history in English, unique has meant one of a kind, having no peer. It comes into English in 1601 from French going back to Latin, and you can see the root for one in there, as in one of a kind. Now, the thing that people are concerned about is that if you listen to actual usage, you'll hear people say that something is more unique than something else, or really unique. People say, but if it's one of a kind, you can't compare them. You can't be more one of a kind than something else, which is fair enough if unique only means one of a kind. But at this point, for a lot of speakers, unique means unusual. And that meaning has actually gotten into some standard dictionaries at this point.
Interesting. Do you have some other examples of how those sorts of things work?
I do, because I think it's important to realize that unique is not the only word that's undergone weakening. So if you think about a word like quell, quell goes all the way back to Old English, the verb quellon, which meant to kill or to put to death, which it then later came to mean just to suppress, but not necessarily to put to death. So there we've got a weakening. Words can also get stronger, and I was thinking about this because we have a word that's also related to numbers, goes back to Latin, but has gotten stronger, and the word is decimate.
Ah.
So if you think about decimate, you can see the root of 10 in there, going back to Latin. And when it first comes into English, it means to put to death one in every 10. At this point, of course, if you decimate something, you're probably destroying, I don't know, 8 or 9 out of every 10, mm-hmm. not one out of every 10.
We talk about a crop that has been decimated, for example.
Exactly. So that would be mass destruction as opposed to only one out of 10.
Interesting. Any others that are lurking there?
Well, what I love about semantic change is that it can also be just unpredictable. So another example is fathom, which started as a verb to mean to encircle with your arms. And I just love it that we had a verb that meant that. And then it came to refer to the measure from one end of your fingers to the other end, which is about 6 feet. So a fathom was 6 feet. You could use a fathom to measure the depth of something. And from there, it took on a metaphorical meaning of to try to understand something, to understand the depth of something. So fathom has come a long way over its history.
I think I like the hug version better.
I really do. I think it's great to have a verb for that.
Thanks so much, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.